today. Twitter's change this morning isn't going over well. How does being on a shared server affect your brand's SEO? The digital campaign Toyota's doing now that they're backing away from the Olympics. And introducing the metric I think we can all get behind, the rage click. It's Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. Happy Independence Day, Colombia. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Last week, we reported that some media buyers were being told by their Facebook reps that the learning phase would soon finish after 20 events, not the current 50. There wasn't any kind of official announcement, but that's not surprising. Facebook's never been particularly good at communicating changes to its ads platform. Last Friday, with our listener Zoom with a real but anonymous Facebook ad support rep, somebody asked him about that. Our rep looked it up on their intranet and found this.
One of the guys here is asking, like, oh, there's this tweet about learning phase being changed. And then someone high level up, I don't want to say it's like what his position is, but so the guy says, no, this is definitely not true. I've heard rumors spreading about this, but there is no plans for this. We are working on reactive-only messaging that can be used if clients outreach about this. So, yeah, it's not true.
The latest I've seen on this, it was planned. That's why Facebook reps started talking it up and then later retracted. So I guess those reps are now going back to the advertisers they told to say, yeah, sorry about that. Exiting the learning phase is important for a campaign. It's the point at which Facebook believes it has enough data on people's behavior with your ad to begin positioning it for the perfect audience. Reducing those training events from 50 to 20 might have helped campaigns with a really low number of conversions, but it absolutely would have been worse for the quality of distribution. Think about it this way. If you were doing market research on where to open up a new store, and you went to the city you were thinking about opening in, how many residents should you ask? Sure, you could ask 20 of them if they'd buy from you, but you'd get a more realistic look if you asked 50 of them. So, I'm not sad it's apparently going to stay at 50 events, and I'm not surprised that Facebook has managed to mess this up. Breaking news. So just as we were about to put this episode out, in this Slack group that I'm in, someone posted the following screenshot that they now see in Facebook's Ads Manager. It's one of those recommended for you pop-ups, and it says you have fewer than the recommended 25 conversion events within a week needed to optimize for conversions. So maybe the number is 50, maybe it's 25, maybe it's, well, we think it's not 20, but my God, Facebook. Here's an example Facebook could learn from in terms of its communications. Google, the company's search team, is all over YouTube, hosting weekly Q&As, putting out weekly updates. And my favorite are these short videos that search advocate John Mueller puts out every so often. It's a series on their Google Search Central YouTube channel called Ask Googlebot. This week, he tackled a common question. Many small businesses use a shared server to host their website. This is where you have your own site and domain name, but the server, the actual computer that's being used to serve your web pages, is also used by other small businesses to host their websites. Sometimes that results in slower web pages, but one common question that's always circulated is this. If the shared web server you're on is hosting spammy websites, will that hurt your website's SEO? Here's Mueller with the answer.
Using shared hosting is perfectly fine and does not negatively affect your site in Google search. There is, however, one thing to watch out for. Sometimes, when too many websites are hosted on a system with limited capacity, it can happen that the server is overloaded. This can result in the server and its websites becoming
very slow.
The same thing can happen with a dedicated hosting, though. Having a website hosted on a slow server makes your users unhappy and can make it harder to crawl. Just to be clear, a dedicated server is not always fast. Another concern we sometimes hear is that there might be other bad websites hosted on the same server. SEOs sometimes call this a server in a bad neighborhood. This is not something I'd be worried about. In practice, most commonly used hosting providers watch out for this on their own. There's generally a wide range of websites hosted on shared hosting, including some fantastic ones and some bad ones too. For Google, this is fine and not problematic. We'll treat each website based on its own merits, not based on its virtual neighbors.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ever had this experience? You're on some website, you try to click a button, but nothing happens. So you click it again. Nothing. Then, you smack it with like 5 or 6 more clicks in rapid succession. At that point, you know nothing's going to happen, but, you know, it just feels better. Did you know there's actually a metric to measure this? It's called a rage click. It's when users repeatedly click or tap on a specific area of your website for a short period of time. Microsoft's free heat mapping tool called Clarity now has a feature that will let you sort by the highest number of rage clicks. Quoting a recent blog post of theirs, with Clarity, you can sort rage click session recordings from the most rage clicks to the least, allowing you to quickly see which elements on your page are causing the most frustration. This allows you to understand, fix, and improve the user experience. For example, a high number of rage click recordings on your mobile checkout page could indicate a key element is not working and may possibly be impacting your conversion rates, unquote. Microsoft says in their tool, they've noticed that rage clicks come mostly from 3 causes. First, misleading buttons. This could be an indication that the CSS selector is not working correctly. Second, dead links. Sometimes a sentence or word on your site can look like a link. It could be down to the font you choose or the color combinations on your page. If an element looks like it's meant to be clicked, chances are it will. And third, wait time. If a user's on your site and it's taking a while for something to happen, such as a file to load or a video to play, then expect lots of rage click action. Microsoft themselves admitted that they accidentally generated a lot of rage clicks on their Bing search engine. For a time, 4% of all the users that clicked on the search box would then start rage clicking. The reason? The way the CSS was coded, if the user clicked on the edges of the search box, it would select the box element and the logo to the left, not put the cursor focus in the field like people expected. Toyota has launched an interesting campaign, activation, promotion, sort of all of them. It's an online gaming challenge where they've hired 9 Twitch streamers to play video games on their streams. This is something they do anyway, of course, but here's the difference. During the sponsored times, a kind of on-screen virtual car race is happening. When viewers post a specific Toyota emote into chat, those are Twitch's popular animated emojis, Toyota cars on screen will begin racing. The emotes feature 3 of Toyota's most popular sedans. The more emotes viewers spam, the faster the cars go. The top 3 streamers win a bunch of gaming prizes for their viewers. Quoting Marketing Dive, Toyota's commitment to esports comes as the automaker is pulling back from another focus of sports marketing, the Olympics, which is normally an advertising bonanza. A senior company executive cited loyal public disapproval as the reason the company is withdrawing its Olympics-related TV commercials in Tokyo. Don't freak out if you opened TweetDeck this morning and it looked very different. The company today confirmed they are running a test of a dramatically new user interface for the free tool. They're testing the preview with a small group of randomly selected people in the US, Canada, and Australia to start. If you're eligible, you will see an invitation within TweetDeck to opt in. It's hard to know exactly what it'll be since they only posted one screenshot, but it looks like the number of columns got reduced to 2, and the primary navigation is now something called DEX, which, and again, I'm only guessing here based on the screenshot, will be a series of layouts, maybe? A set of columns for one topic, another set for another topic. The reaction on Twitter so far? Universally bad. A reminder to set your calendar for this Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific. We'll be joined by Google Ads expert Jill Saskin-Gales. You'll be able to ask all your questions to her. That's this Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. London time. The Zoom link is b.link/listenerzoom, and that link is in the episode description as well. Premium newsletter subscribers will get a link to the replay if you miss it. Well, by the time you hear this, my wife and I will be off on a mini vacation close to home. Here's the plan for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, a special episode. The interview I did with the anonymous Facebook ad support rep a couple of months back. A premium newsletter subscribers got it exclusively first. Now, everyone will get it on the feed. There will not be an episode Thursday, but you will get an extended episode on Friday that will catch up all the digital marketing news that happened during the week. And honestly, July and August are a little slower with news, so you won't miss anything. Until Friday, then. I've been waiting for this moment, sun is flying low. Streetlights shining, moon is rising, heading to the floor. I've been waiting for this moment, opening the door. Hear that funky beat now, start to move your feet and it feels so good. When we funky out. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.